Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. First of all, Jake, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So the big topic that is going on with the legislature right now is obviously that it starts this week. On Wednesday, the legislature will reconvene. So take us through what the next couple days and what the last couple weeks have looked like in preparation for that moment.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of preparations made. I will just say I'm very excited to get back. We're kind of at that final stage of the legislature when we left session. And this is really, for me, one of the funnest parts of the session because a lot of bills end up getting voted on and you know what's going to actually pass, all of the hard work you've done in the committee process. Now you get to see what's going to pass and what doesn't pass. And so I'm really excited to get back to work to be able to see what we're able to actually get accomplished. We've also been working on procedural issues. How are we going to handle these next couple of weeks procedurally? There's going to be some pretty substantial changes as far as procedure goes. For example, we still have some committees that need to meet to finalize. When we left, Joe, it was the second funnel, so bills needed to come out of committee. And unfortunately, we didn't get that accomplished. So we are going to continue to have at least one round of committee meetings to get these final bills out of committee and eligible for floor debate. One of the things we're going to do is typically those committee meetings happen in smaller rooms throughout the Capitol. And we think it's important for Iowans to be able to engage and to be able to watch these proceedings. And we don't have live stream capabilities in those committee rooms. So we have decided that we will have those committee meetings actually on the floor of the Iowa Senate. So that will be very unique. We've never done that before, but these are obviously different times. And so committee meetings are actually going to happen on the floor of the Senate, and it will be live streamed. So I think that's one big procedural change, but again, very just excited to be able to get back to work on behalf of my constituents and Iowans all across this state, and hopefully we can get some good policy done and also get the budget wrapped up.
For sure. Now, I'll get back to the budget here in a second, but just real quick, over this last 2.5 months that you've been on recess here, do you feel like the legislature as a whole has been productive or maybe not as productive as you would have liked?
Well, I think we have been productive, but it's in a different light of how productive we've been. Typically, people measure productivity based on bills being passed or bills being debated. These last couple of months, I think it's more a measurement of how I've been able to help numerous constituents who have called me who have had issues, whether it's filing unemployment claim or business owners who are concerned about some regulation that has come out, in addition to preparing for these next couple of weeks, you know, working with my colleagues on what legislation can we still get done this session and what's the budget going to look like. So there's just been a lot of work that's been done, not in the public light. It's been individual phone calls, again, with constituents that has really been rewarding to be able to help a number of people across Senate District 10 and even some outside of Senate District 10 in addressing issues that they have had with the outbreak of COVID-19.
For sure. Now, based on those conversations that you've been having, what are some of the bills that you expect to be discussed here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I know for a fact, and I've talked about this before, we're going to have conversations and debate on making sure stimulus checks aren't taxed, making sure PPP loans are not taxed, and in addition to that, making sure those PPP loans are deductible when they qualify for being spent on wages. I think there's definitely going to still be conversations about the Life Amendment. We have another constitutional amendment that deals with making sure only citizens of the state of Iowa can vote. If you recall, several months ago, Joe, we debated that and passed it on the floor of the Senate, making sure only citizens vote in the state of Iowa. We had a couple of local government elected officials who want to open that up to non-citizens to be able to vote in elections. We want to make sure our Constitution's clear on that. I think those are issues that are going to be discussed. And of course, additional tax policies. How can we provide relief? This is not the time to penalize Iowans. This is the time to provide tax relief to allow Iowans more opportunities to invest, to spend, or to save. And so I think there's going to be some really good conversations about that when we return.
All right. Now, I mentioned that I wanted to keep talking about the budget here. I know the Revenue Estimating Conference has met. What are you expecting to come out of the REC, and what can be expected for what you'll have to work with for the next year's budget?
Yeah, great question. Thank you, Joe. So the Revenue Estimating Conference typically meets twice a year, once in the fall when we're out of session, and then again in March. We base our budget off of the numbers that they come up with, and we have to go off of whatever number is left, whether it's in March or in the fall. This is unique because the Revenue Estimating Conference just met to decide, you know, what kind of impact there has been to the budget. And there's still a lot of unknowns, Joe. Part of the issue and the concern is tax receipts historically come in the federal level April 15th. The federal government pushed those receipts back. Iowa also did the same. So we won't actually know until the end of July what our collections are for this fiscal year. And so there's a lot of what I would, I guess, call educated guessing on what our receipts are going to look like for this year. And what I do know is that we as the legislature need to be responsible with taxpayer money, and we need to make sure we are not overspending. When I came into the legislature in the majority 4 years ago, our rainy day funds had nearly been totally depleted, and we have rebuilt those rainy day funds to be fully funded. We have about 10% of our budget, so our budget's close to $8 billion. So we have nearly $800 million in economic reserves for times like this. But we need to be responsible, and Iowans are tightening their belts, and we should do the exact same. And so as I look towards the budget, I want to make sure that we're keeping that in mind, that there is going to be clearly some sort of economic impact to the state of Iowa, not only for fiscal year 20, but for fiscal year 21, and perhaps even into the future. So we need to make sure we're just being responsible with that and not overextending ourselves at the state level. These are the people's money, and we need to be responsible with it.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I'm just looking forward to talking with you here in a couple of weeks and letting you know what we've actually been able to really get accomplished. And I think time will tell. I do think that everyone is very excited to be able to get back there. And I just really appreciate, Joe, the opportunity to keep your listeners up to date on what is happening during this time that we've been out of session.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me this week and for the entirety of the interim here.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Joe.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News.